I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The answer to our GeoQuiz today comes courtesy of Roland Kays, who is right now in Panama in Central America. Roland, what's the answer?
The answer to today's GeoQuiz is Camino de Cruces.
Camino de Cruces.
Camino de Cruces. That was more than just you, Roland. That was you plus four other of your very close friends who have been traveling together around Camino de Cruces. This is a path that crosses the Isthmus of Panama, the shortest land route between the Caribbean to the Pacific Ocean. You and your friends are traveling Camino de Cruces right now, but not the easy way, are you?
No, we're doing it on one wheel each.
One wheel each?
Yeah, we're riding off-road unicycles across the trail on a series of sort of old canals and roads, dirt roads and single-track trails, and even some old cobble that they put together 500 years ago when they made the Camino de Cruces.
Okay, now on unicycle, for what possible reason?
Because it's fun.
Mighty difficult,
because
too, though.
Because it's fun, and it's a little more of a challenge. You could walk it probably easier, but it was more fun. There were a lot of sections that we could ride really well, especially the downhills, and it was just a blast.
And the area that you're crossing, this is the old gold route that conquistadors and pirates and gold traders used to follow to get from one side to the other, the Caribbean to the Pacific. Describe the area for us.
Well, it's a really beautiful rainforest. And since they put in the Panama Canal, I think a lot of the forest that was cut down before has regrown. And so you have a mix of really old growth and really old secondary beautiful rainforest, lots of animals, lots of bird calls, sort of rising hills. So you rise up, sometimes you have a little bit of a view, and then you go down and cross a rainforest stream. We brought along a water pump so we could fill up our water bags at the stream crossings, because otherwise we would have run out right away.
And any sign, by the way, of the history of the area there?
Yeah. I mean, you can really see it, especially the part of the Camino de las Cruces itself. You still see the footprints of the mules that have just carved these incredible gullies. It's like 30-foot gullies where they walked over and over and over carrying the gold and the other goods that they were traversing. You can actually see these obvious gullies, and if you look down at the gullies and move the leaves away, you can see the footprints worn into the bedrock. Just so many thousands and thousands of mules every year for hundreds of years. So it's really a testament to what an incredible place this was 500 years ago. And today it's sort of an interesting mix of old history and regrowing biodiversity.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of gold in Dumdar Hills.
Yeah, they say the Chagres River has seen more gold than any other river in the world, and we didn't, unfortunately, find any gold ourselves.
All right, so you have the trail there, you have stretches of jungle. What's it like to ride a unicycle through a jungle?
Well, riding downhill is really fun. Riding uphill, we mostly walk and just push the unicycle or put it on our backs. Compared to a bicycle, you need a lot easier to take on trails that are a bit sketchy, because if you fall off, it's not a big deal. You fall off all the time. And so I think compared to getting on and off a bike, it's a lot easier. So it kind of lets you explore trails that you might not otherwise consider worth exploring on a bicycle.
That's interesting.
And when you push up the big hills and then get to ride down them on the way down, hopping over logs, hopping down drops, it's really fun.
And we should say that you have a helmet cam as well.
Yeah. We have a helmet cam that we've been sharing around, different people wearing it, and I think it's given a fun perspective to show non-unicyclists what it's like to ride down a trail, and maybe to show other unicyclists how fun these jungle trails are.
Well, we're going to show one of your videos, in fact, that includes you guys hopping over a log on the unicycle. This is at theworld.org if folks want to connect to it. I want, since I know you still have company there, the four friends who are riding with you, I want you all just to do me a quick favor, and just if you can pass the phone around and have each of your colleagues there tell me what the best part of the trip has been so far.
Okay, sure. I just want to know your name and what the best part of the trip has been.
This is Perry Wooden. I'm from Albany.
And what's been the highlight for you?
Oh, I'd say halfway into day two, we found a water hole and got to sit for a good 15 minutes and cool off.
Hi, my name is Steve Relis. I'm from Albany.
Albany as well. The highlight for you, Steve, has been what?
Getting done and having dinner. You know, the whole thing is fun, but it was also very difficult. It was very challenging physically, especially on rough terrain with a unicycle. We're all very fit, but it was a long way to go, and we weren't sure if we could make it, but we've made it so far.
Did you take any really impressive spills?
Yeah. In fact, my legs look like someone was hitting me with a whip or something. My legs are all cut up, so nothing spectacular, but a lot of spills, yes. Hello?
Hey, Brad. This is Brad Stratton, and you're from Albany too, right?
Yep, I'm from Albany as well.
Yeah. What's your favorite memory of the trip?
Maybe not my favorite memory, but my funniest memory of the trip is when Steve was riding, and he stuck his hand out as he was falling, and he accidentally grabbed onto a spiny palm tree. So he pulled his hand off, and it would look like a porcupine sticking out of his hand. Luckily, he wasn't very injured, but I've certainly had my share of injuries as well.
All right, and I wonder about Vince. Can you put Vince LeMay on the phone?
Hi. Just riding in the jungle on a unicycle was really fun, but my favorite part was definitely the Barrow, Colorado Island, BCI. This is where we stayed two nights ago. We had a little break there, and we got to learn a lot about the local species there, such as lots of birds and two species of monkeys, anteaters, too. It was really interesting to know more about the jungle here.
Roland, what are you going to do when you finally see the Pacific tonight?
I'm going to dip my unicycle in there and look around for a beer.
Right. Roland Kays, along with Steve Rellis, Brad Stratton, Perry Wooden, all from Albany, and Vince LeMay from Montreal, they're all crossing the Isthmus of Panama on unicycles right along the Camino de Cruces, which is the answer to our geo quiz, the Camino de Cruces. Happy trails.
Great. Thank you very much.